Friday, November the 8th, 2019. You're listening to the Grow Great Podcast. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host. The website is growgreat.com. Gotta learn to hit the curveball. Yep, gotta learn to hit the curveball. I watch just enough baseball to be dangerous. When Pudge Rodriguez was catching for the Texas Rangers, I remember going out to the stadium to a few ballpark, for a few games. His arm at throwing out runners who were attempting to steal a base, just spectacular. I'd never seen anything like that. I mean, watching it on TV it's just way better to see it in person when you can see a guy with that kind of talent. Since I was young, I probably have been more fascinated at throwing the baseball more so than hitting it. I mean, I don't understand the physics of pitching at all. I mean, even a non-super fan like me has got to acknowledge the brilliant talent of a pitcher who can make the exact same motion, including where they release the ball, and have a different pitch come out each time. You know, one time, here's a pitch, it's 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and the next pitch, it breaks just 80 miles an hour, and this thing's got so much movement in it, all because the guy's holding the ball in a particular way. I don't get it. TV deceives us as we look at pitchers who sometimes just make the hitters just look ridiculously foolish. I mean, the hitter is sitting here swinging at a pitch that you would think they're going to be able to hit. At the major league level, the real-time speed is so fast, it's remarkable that anybody can even make contact with a ball. But these guys are world-class talent. They are the best of the best. And they've been doing this for as long as they can remember, and they've got this recognition that the rest of us just lack. Well, that and the talent. They see things better, they see things differently, and they have practiced, and they have practiced, and they have practiced. The best hitters have learned how to hit almost every pitch, but they've also learned something else. They know which pitch they most prefer, but so does the pitcher. And the pitchers don't want to give them their favorite pitch. That means the hitters, they've got to learn to hit non-favorite pitches. This week has been filled with curveballs for me. Well, probably for you too. Not so different from any other week, really. If you're like me, you may not be able to remember a week where you saw only your favorite pitch to hit. Life is like the pitcher, and it rarely tosses us the pitch that we can hit out of the park. Instead, life is skilled at throwing us the one pitch that most frustrates us. As business owners, we've got to do things. And we've really got to do two things. And neither of them is easy. But we can improve. We can grow great if we will put in the work to do these two things. Number one, be patient and look for your ideal pitch. Number two, learn to hit as many non-favorite pitches as possible. Now, the patience thing, okay, that's hard. It's hard for everybody. Playing business means we want to play. Not swinging just feels too passive for many of us. In this context, the pitch is an opportunity. Well, not every opportunity is worth your effort, but boy, can it be vexing. Can it be so tempting? Because everywhere we look, we see opportunities. We see these pitches that appear to be worth swinging at. No, they're not. Sometimes that first skill of being patient for your ideal pitch, it's not practical. It's not possible. And that's what happened to me this week. I got a curveball. This curveball was not a curveball for opportunity, though. This was a curveball that was a challenge. These are the pitches that we got to stay in the box and we got to swing. They appear, and you do not have an option of just standing there staring at the pitch with your bat on your shoulder. These pitches don't disappear. They do not go away. They only grow worse. So we have to deal with them. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to hit them. We may not even make contact, but we have to try. Most of the time, we think we don't have to hit a home run, and we really don't have to hit a home run. I mean, if we can just get on base, then it means that we survive the problem just fine. But there's something magical. There's something that is magical and true that is in place when the curveballs, that is our least favorite pitches, when they come our way as challenges, the rules of baseball don't apply. We get to take as many swings as we are willing to take, which is great for us, bad for the challenge. So these two skills, they are vital for us. Number one, be patient and look for your ideal pitch. Number two, learn to hit as many non-favorite pitches as possible. Late last week, I was presented with a challenge. So what happened to me on Saturday, I got a pitch that isn't exactly, well, let's say it's not a non-favorite pitch. It's a pitch that I abhor. It's a pitch I hate. You got pitches like that. You got pitches that you love, and there are other pitches you absolutely abhor. These kinds of problems. Well, I got a pitch that I hate. I got a technology challenge. Simultaneously, I was in the midst of trying to wrap up a project I'd been working on, so the timing of the curveball, it was ideal for the universe that was conspiring against me, right? We all feel like that. It was awful timing for my success. Okay, well, what are you going to do? Well, you're going to try to hit it. That's what you're going to do. So I swung, and I missed over the weekend. By Monday, I was making contact. Now, here's the thing about challenges that come as curveballs. It's like a perpetual pitching machine. The same pitch that keeps coming, and it just keeps coming, and it keeps coming. You have got to treat this like you would if you were in a batting cage. You just keep swinging, and every swing and every pitch, it's happening the same over and over and over again. So you're learning. You're learning along the way. That's what I did. By Tuesday, I'm making solid contact. I know I'm getting close, right? I'm making some progress. I've still got this problem, and it's still massive, but I'm making contact now. So this is good, but, you know, I'm a few days into this. I'm seeing it more clearly. I'm now figuring out what I need to do. I'm adjusting my swing. And if there had been video of all of this, I guarantee I would have looked much more confident on Tuesday than I did the previous Saturday. So Wednesday arrives, and I'm making solid contact now. And now I'm driving for distance. But the balls, they're still going foul. Doesn't matter. Because now, by Wednesday, I know I've got this. I know that I'm really close. I just have to make a little bit of a tweak here and there. Thursday was frustrating because I was so close. I was just so close, but I still wasn't on base. Now, my experience with these curveball challenges is that I go from swinging and missing to swinging and making contact to making great contact until eventually I hit it over the fence. I know I said that you just have to get on base, and I believe that. It's just not been my experience. Not with the challenges of the pitches that I most hate. With challenges in our business, my experience is just that. Even when it comes to helping other business owners or CEOs out of their problems, we either give up and the challenge defeats us, or we hit it over the fence and we just solve the thing. By Thursday mid-afternoon, I hit the curveball out of the park. It was grueling. It was grueling. It was exhausting. I spent 70 hours, maybe more, working hard to figure this problem out, but I refused to quit because, well, it was a problem and it had to be solved. Like you, I didn't feel I had a choice. I mean, I'm standing there. Here I am in the batter's box. Life has given me this ridiculous pitch over and over and over again. I got to learn to hit this thing. The problem had to be solved. Just as importantly, I had to learn how to overcome this problem. I needed to add to my skill set. I needed to add to my repertoire the ability to hit this particular kind of pitch. Business rules are different than baseball rules, and man, aren't we glad. Hitters have the advantage in business. And you know why we have the advantage in business? Because we can take as many swings as we want. There is no three-out rule in business. You can play as long as you want to play. Some hitters, they're naturals. They recognize pitches better than the rest of us. And they have a natural talent that may be better than the rest of us. And they have a natural timing that may be better than the rest of us. I mean, the good news is, you know what? Their success has zero impact on our success. Best for us to focus on our hitting and learn how to hit these curveballs, because you know they're just going to keep coming. Seize the day. Take advantage of seeing these pitches over and over again. You got to learn to hit them. And I got faith. I got faith in myself. I got faith in you. And after all, you know, I'm here to help. I'm here to help you figure this out. And there it is. We've wrapped up another week. Man, the first full week of November. Unbelievable, isn't it? We're already in November of 2019. Today's episode was brought to you by The Peer Advantage. Peer is spelled P-E-E-R. The Peer Advantage. Are you a small business owner in the United States, maybe even a medium-sized business owner in the United States, and you are interested in leveraging the power of other business owners? The Peer Advantage, all the details are found at thepeeradvantage.com. The Peer Advantage very well may be your very best opportunity to grow your business, to grow your leadership, and to grow your life. The work is focused on the trifecta of business building. We are absolutely positively trying to hit the trifecta of business building: getting more customers, serving existing customers better, and not going crazy in the process. I implore you to go to thepeeradvantage.com. Go there right now. Click on that apply button. Very brief information to fill out, and then you and I can jump on the phone together to see if this is a good opportunity for you and a good opportunity for me. We got to see if this is a good fit. I have a high suspicion that it very well could be. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The podcast website is growgreat.com. Lord willing, I will see you next week.